The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. The special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you would get a fifth night free when you stay for four nights. That's right. Stay four nights, receive the fifth night free in an All-Star Disney area vacation home or condo. And this is just for a limited time. You can choose from a 2 to a 14-bedroom vacation home, townhome, or condo that has amenities like private pools, spas, multiple master bedrooms, game rooms, home theaters, and even themed kids' bedrooms. Take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Well, hi, this is Jeff Galloway. You are listening to Mike and Michelle on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 211 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the WDW Today Podcast and touringplans.com, and with me on the show, as always, is my colleague, co-host, and all-around speedy runner and running crazy, Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Well, you know, it's funny you're talking about this. I had a 14-mile run today, but I just before we got on this recording, signed up to be on the Spalding Boston Marathon team again, so... Yikes!
A glutton for punishment.
I wonder if Tara Guidis is going to be there again.
John Hughes.
And Jeff Galloway and Barbara Galloway. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Annie McCoy. Yeah.
I'm going to try it again. It was just so inspirational. I have to do it again. So before we go on and introduce our two very special guests, I wanted to do a shout out, and it is to somebody whose name is Michael Del Pret. And he did the Spartan Beast Race in Killington, Vermont, just up the road from us in
awesome.
New England.
Yep.
Yeah, so congratulations, Michael.
Congratulations.
And Mike, are you ready for this scary topic tonight?
I'm ready for the scary topic, and I'm sure that all our listeners kind of recognized the music that we played prior to starting this podcast, and it probably gave everybody a hint, but let's start off with introducing our guests first. We have from Orlando, this is like a, we're broadcasting from three different parts of the country.
All across the country.
So, we're here in New England, and all the way from Orlando, Florida is Carissa B. Alert. Hello, Carissa.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Carissa, of course, is one of the announcers for Run Disney at all the races. She calms our nerves when we're in the corrals, and she welcomes us home. And now the man, the myth, the legend, all the way from Carlsbad, California, the one, the only, Rudy Novotny. Rudy, how are you?
I'm doing great. So good to be on the show again. Thank you for having me as well.
Thanks for taking
What an intro. What an intro. I'm going to play that one when I'm feeling blue.
So what we have asked Carissa and Rudy to come on. They've been so gracious with their time. We're going to give a little preview of the 2014 Twilight Zone Tower of Terror 10-miler race weekend.
And you guys have been there once or twice before?
I've been there, I think, every one. Even before it was a 10-miler, when it was a 13K back in the day.
I actually ran that one. There was a 13K and there was a 6.5K that
race. And it was so confusing because I could never figure out exactly, you know, how many miles is a 13K? I know how many miles is a 5K, a 10K, a 15K.
I think it was 8.8.
It was a good thought, but 10 miles is easier.
And Rudy, you've done at least, I've done three of them, I think. Two or three.
Yeah, I think I've been there for like three of them, but I'm really intrigued that the previous distances sure missed that. So
well,
everybody that
there,
lined up got a personal record. because nobody's run that distance before.
That's true. And it was a different course, wasn't it?
It was a crazy course. We started at the same spot, but what happened was that there was an out and back. And if you took a right, you were doing the 13K. If you took a left, you were doing the 4.4, which was a 6.5K.
Oh my gosh.
And what was kind of a little stressful for me is I was running with a friend of mine, a friend of a friend of mine from Japan, and she didn't know English. And I'm trying to convince her not to follow me because she only could do a 5K up to that point. So
that sounds like a whole nother show. And
long story.
Now I'm probably Googling Tower of Terror 13K, trying to follow me. All lost information about it.
Exactly.
All right, so what we're going to do is to go through each of the different events of the weekend and get our expert review on, well, not review, our expert preview on what will happen during those different events and just your opinion and some of the things that you look forward to. So how about we start on Friday, October 3rd, and that is going to be the first day of the Health and Fitness Expo. That's going to be at the Jostin Center at the ESPN Wide World of Sports. And just for convenience sake, we'll also say that that's going to be on Saturday too. So Friday it's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Saturday it's 8:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. And you'll both be there too, right?
Yes, we will.
So Rudy, what will you be doing during the expo?
Well, you know, Chris and I basically walk the floor and kind of visit with the vendors that are there, make announcements for them. And, you know, of course, we love all the stuff, too. So we check out all the new products, see if there's anything new that we absolutely have to have, which always happens. And the most fun part is just kind of meet and greet all the people that are enjoying the expo, maybe running their first Tower of Terror, maybe coming back and. Just it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to start any Run Disney weekend of events.
And I have to say, I've certainly come up to you guys a few times, but it seems that you're really open to people coming. I know you have announcements that you need to make, but you're open to people coming and saying hello and taking a picture with you and things like that.
Well, Rudy has quite the fan base with the ladies. So it's a really... but we love meeting. I mean, that's what makes Run Disney special is the people that are there to run. It's not just about running the race. It's about the whole weekend and the community that forms, you know, within that Run Disney family. And so that's what we love being a part of.
Yeah, that's very true. And of course, yes, we love to have our pictures taken with our fans. Of course, 90% of the people that come and ask for a picture with me go back to their friends and say, hey, look at this photo I got with Jeff Galloway.
That is true.
That's so funny.
You know, I wanted to ask you guys, you've been doing this for a while now. So are you beginning to recognize the runners when they show up at the expo? Can you say that it's becoming easier and easier to associate a name with a face?
No, Carissa, take that one.
Well, I would say in certain situations, yes. And then in sometimes this terrible thing that I know breaks Rudy and I's heart is that you see this person finishing and they are so excited and you know them and you have talked to them all weekend and they are waving their hands and their name escapes you and your announcer screen is going so fast that their name is not even on it before and all you say is, it's you, you did it, you.
And it's so funny you should say that because that happened to me in Disneyland with somebody on the show.
That would be correct, Michelle. I'll suck that one up. You know,
we're really good at faces and at reading names.
I think he had a valid reason.
Oh, he did. He told me that because I had to tease him about it. He said he's used to seeing me with you, and I was with Eddie McCoy. So no, it's fine. I'm always so grateful that
I got
you
back,
Rudy.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. I'm using the out of context excuse.
So another really, really great part that I still wonder if people take advantage of this because it's so fantastic is the speaker series. And Jeff Galloway is going to be speaking a few times. We have the expert panel of race directors and people running the race who are going to be doing it. We have Tara Guidis who does a few sessions. And Carissa, can you talk a little bit? I know you've introduced some of those series before. Which ones would you things that, that people would really enjoy? I mean, there you could really be there from the beginning of the day till the end of the day, listening to all these amazing people.
Exactly. You really could, because if you are someone who genuinely loves the sport of running, or you're even new to running and want to learn more about it, you're getting the opportunity to, in a very, you know, tight knit group, learn a lot from people who are huge experts. And so one thing that I always say is that if this is your first Tower of Terror race, or if you are nervous or for whatever reasons, make sure you go to that panel session, the information for runners and spectators, because you are literally going to be talked through everything you need to know, because it can be a little overwhelming if it is your first Run Disney race or your first Tower, going, I'm parking where, and then I'm getting to hear how, and then I want to see my family, how can I do that? So everything is going to be answered there. Plus, you know, Tara Guidus, we love her. She has all this information about eating for a night race, because I'm also a fellow registered dietitian. It's a very different beast, you know. And then anytime you can listen to Jeff, Jeff's a great person to listen to. So it's a great opportunity to get a little more information that you're not going to get if you just did your local 5K and came out and run. You know, you're getting to really listen to the experts.
And there are, gosh, I'm looking at.
And we do have a new presenter as well. I mean, there is just a wealth of information at the expo, at the speaker series. We have they've added Fitz Kohler. Fitz is a fitness expert, and she's going to be speaking on doing core work and working your abs, and the benefits that working the a lot of ancillary muscle groups can be for runners. You know, personally speaking, I don't do anywhere near enough core and other work. And personally speaking, I know Carissa does all of it.
Yeah, I do it for both of us.
Yeah, she exactly. That's why I don't do it, Carissa, because you do enough for both of us. But
yes.
I'm excited to see them add Fitz Kohler. She's an outstanding personality. She runs a great program for kids called the Morning Mile in actually many, many states. And she should be a welcome addition to the other panel. And as Carissa said, an absolute don't miss for anybody who has any questions is that panel. That's a great call.
Oh, that's great. I've heard of her before. That's neat. I didn't realize that's who that was.
Yeah.
So it looks to me like there are about 12 different sessions that you can go to, and definitely people should do that. And they can get information when they do their packet pickup. There'll be a printed race guide, but if you're running, just go on the Run Disney website and go into runner info. You can actually get a PDF if you want to plan out that ahead of time. So you're going to go and do packet pickup there, get your shirt there at the Jostin Center, go to lots of great sessions, see fantastic vendors, meet Chris and Rudy, then you'll need a nap. But why don't we go on to talk about the kids' races?
Well, what happens with the kids' races is that, excuse me, they begin on Saturday, October 4th at 9:30. Actually, before that, we have the we may want to talk about the Haunted 5K, because that takes place before then.
Oh.
And that takes place on Saturday, October 4th. And will both you guys be there to announce that race?
Well,
Yeah, go ahead, Rudy. Well,
the last few years, it's been our main co-announcer, John Pelkey, also known as John Boy, at the 5K, and of course his partner in crime, Rude, will probably be making an appearance as well. And the 5K is a blast. A lot of dress up, a lot of people just out there for a really fun run with family and friends, and a lot of great costumes.
So in the past few races, we've noticed that you both are wearing costumes too. Do you think you'll be wearing one for this 5K, Rudy?
Of course. They'll find some way to dishonor me completely and dress me down in something interesting. It's always fun working with Run Disney on that. They get a kick out of dressing us up, and we never know what they're going to come up with. Carissa will be gorgeous, and John and I will be weird.
You're always good sports about it.
Well, I'm guessing that you will not be dressed up like a snowman.
So. You know, I'm just hoping that they hold Olaf over for another event.
So that's
Olaf.
I'm sorry. Oh,
I will say one thing. Last year, I actually got to run the trail race. And it was a lot of fun, and they had some really cool picture stops. Some of the characters that you might only be able to see at, like, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party were there. So definitely take the time for the photo op, because I didn't last year because I'm stubborn and I like to try to run fast, and I regretted it ever since.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like the key that we tell people, that this is not your PR race when you're doing a Disney race. This is a fun race.
Exactly.
So that's going to start the Wide World of Sports, and it kind of goes through the Wide World of Sports, and then you're going to head out onto the trail. There are going to be two water stops, and I haven't done this one. Have you done it, Mike?
No, I've run several races there, but I don't know if I've run that particular area.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
It is really a trail race, so don't expect you're going to be on grass and then you're going to be on some dirt as you go through. You go back in the woods, actually, behind ESPN Wide World of Sports, where they have their cross-country invitational, which will be the week after.
Oh.
There, so you're running on the same course that the college athletes will run on for that. So it really is genuinely a trail race, so keep that in mind when you plan your footwear and your costume.
That's right.
So even though it's a trail race, there are Disney characters out on those trails?
Inside the woods, yeah. It's pretty cool. There's some kind of spooky little things out there. And then you come out right behind the New Balance track and field facility, and you do like a loop on the track before you wind through the rest of the park to Rude and John Wolf.
All right. Well, that sounds fun. And the medals for the 5Ks are always really fun. And the family costumes are neat, too. So we're going to be there cheering. We won't be there running for that one.
So that takes place at 7:30 on Saturday, October 4th. And then at 9:30, I believe it's at the Wide World of Sports Complex. It's the New Balance Track and Field Complex, which I believe is right near there. We have the kids' races, and that's... we have the dashes that start at 9:30, and then we have them going on until, I believe, 10:15 in the morning. So
10:45. The last one starts. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's always fun to watch the kids, you know, run their first race.
Carissa's going to be announcing those.
That's right.
She's not doing the 5K, but she's doing these.
Yes, that's why I can't do the 5K, because there's a little bit of overlap in terms of when we have to start, you know, warming up the kids. We want them to get out there and do their dance warm-up. They actually dance for an hour, and then they run for about 30 seconds.
Wow.
But the parents will be happy getting their energy out. But it's a lot of fun. Make sure that you get out there in plenty of time so the parents, you know, kind of don't feel stressed. But it's really cool to watch everything. And, you know, I think Run Disney just posted a video the other day about the diaper dash. I don't know if you saw it. It was this little baby in Disneyland who, we have a lot of different things go on in the diaper dash. We have, you know, crawling. We have sleeping. We have napping. We have babies doing what babies do. He actually was rolled. The father rolled the baby like a log through the diaper dash.
Is there a DJ there that's doing the dancing?
DJ extraordinaire Stevie D, and he's the one who, if you've been to Wine and Dine or Tower Terror, he dances beforehand.
Yeah.
Like the dance moves and stuff. So he does it with the kids for some fun kids dances. And parents too.
So it's not gonna be like Kanye type of songs.
It'd be Kid-Ye.
Okay, Kid-Ye. Very well done. She's
gonna
say
right.
You know, Carissa brought up Stevie D, and I would just like to say, as a general rule, there's a lot of people that make these events very, very special that are rather uncelebrated, just because they're either behind the scenes or they just don't get the airplay that that we do. And you know, among those are Steve Weinstein and Stevie D, the DJs Clark Chuka, and our DJ at the West Coast events for Disneyland, and they just make it so much fun and really deserve a nod for all their hard work. Because they really kick in with Carissa and John and Cree and I, and a number of times when we're maybe flagging a little bit on the energy level, they get right in there and really help out. They're really a delight.
I'm so glad you said that. They are excellent. And I know just for me going to other local events, you can really see what an excellent job they do in getting the crowd motivated and keeping them motivated and warm in some occasions. And they're excellent. Carissa, I know you mentioned this on a previous podcast, but could you just talk a little bit about the parent claim process at the kids' races? Because I think it's really important, but it also is, very good.
Parents get lost all the time. And kids are like, I am right here, and my mom has just wandered away. So with the kids' races, we want to make sure that there's no lost parents, as we say. So when the parents pick up their child's bib, there's a tag on it that's a parent claim tag. So when your child runs, you know, make sure that you actually take that tag off and hold it, because if you don't run with them when you finish at the finish shoot area, that's how we're going to know that, okay, this kid does go with this parent and we're not, you know, doing anything where the kid would be, you know, wandering off. But along with that, the other things I want to mention are that if you are a parent and you want to run with your child, you can totally do that. You know, of all the races, the 100 meter to the mile, it's okay to run with your child. It's kind of fun. And then the other thing is, if you are a parent that has, you know, a one-year-old and a four-year-old and they're in two different races and you may not be knowing, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to be able to see both of them? Each race is broken up. You know, the 100 meter dash is broken up into anywhere from 4 to 15 different waves. So your one child can run the 100. You can finish with them, retrieve them using the parent claim tag, and then you'll still have time to be in one of the later 200 meter dashes with your other child.
That's great.
That's great.
Thank you for sharing that.
It's a very logistical children's race.
All right. So let's move on to the feature race, I think, which is the 10 miler.
And of course, before you even think about that, you need to think about how you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. So what we always want to remind everyone is to, especially for this particular Run Disney event, where parking is really not allowed at the Hollywood Studios, and all the runners are encouraged to take public transportation or walk.
Actually, there's not even guest drop-off.
You can't even take a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have to take Disney transportation, or if you happen to be at the Epcot Resort, you could actually walk mm-hmm. to the studios, which we've done one time before. But there are host resorts that have been listed on the program. And just to quickly go through, it's the All-Star Movies, All-Star Sports, Boardwalk, Old Key West, Pop Century, Port Orleans, Riverside, not French Quarter. Oh, yes, French Quarter. Saratoga Springs, the Yacht Club, All-Star Music, and Polynesian, and Wilderness Lodge.
Did you say Beach Club?
I don't see Animal Kingdom.
Hmm. I didn't see that either. So for this event, I would assume that it's not one.
So you have to get to one of those resorts if you're staying at Animal Kingdom.
You can always run to...
you could just run there.
Run to All Star. Yeah,
and I will add something, because as we're talking about this, it just reminds me that you will have possibly a significant amount of time from when you get on that bus to when your race is starting. So make sure to bring some type of nutrition with you, because that's a long distance. So you want to make sure you eat something, because I don't want your energy to be lagging just when it's time for you to run 10 miles. I want you to feel good. So make sure, because of the time and because of the travel, to bring a snack with you.
Like a protein bar, power bar.
Protein bar, peanut butter and jelly with a little bit of peanut butter would be fantastic. Even just a piece of fruit, whatever you normally eat before you run a morning race is perfectly fine to be the same thing you're going to eat before you run a night race.
Great. Thank you.
So we have the start. Well, actually, we have the wheelchair start at 9:58, again, Saturday night, October 4th, and it begins at the Disney Hollywood Studios. We'll be running out the main entrance, believe it or not. And, you know, the last couple of times I've run this race, you guys, I really wish that you guys could run it, because it's a pretty cool themed race. I think it's the best themed race in the Run Disney series. And, it's so entertaining. It's just so entertaining that you really don't know that you're running.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that great. And of course, we have the corrals lining up, and the start is at 10 o'clock. And as we're in the corrals again, we listen to the beautiful tones of Carissa Bielert and Rudy Novotny as they tell us to be very, very careful out there. And, you know, I hear this from many people, you guys, that they really feel comforted when they hear your voices, because you get everybody ready, you calm everybody down, you make us laugh, and it's all part of the experience. So I just want to say that and thank you.
So, Rudy, one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm sure other people listening to this have noticed, is that for a lot of these races now, the wait times, they're more corrals, but the wait times are shorter. And you're scrambling around like crazy people up there trying to launch all the different corrals. Have you noticed that this makes a difference in terms of the flow of the race?
You know, that's a really, really fine point and an area that does deserve some mention. Run Disney and of course, John Hughes, our race director for these events, has done an absolutely fabulous job in tinkering, engineering, and re-engineering the corrals and these starts. And it is kind of an art in doing that. Believe me, nobody wants you waiting around to run, to start your race, any longer than we need to have you waiting around. So, we really want to get everybody out as very soon as possible, because you guys have X amount of time before the balloon ladies take their place and Carissa and I can get some sleep. So, but what they've done is they've really and this goes to, of course, not just Tower of Terror but a number of the other events. They've really worked the corrals so that we can release the next corral as quickly as possible, without any interference to the corral that went before. So clearly, the first corral are the, if not use the term elite, the fastest runners, the runners that are running the 5, 6, 7, even 7:30, 8 minute mile, they're gone. So to bring the next corral up and make them wait 5 or 6 minutes is generally unnecessary. And while that may have happened in year two or year one or a couple years back, now that next corral is being released much quicker. And the size of the corrals has been changed to allow us to create that flow as had been mentioned. And that's what we want. The whole idea of the corrals is to give everybody plenty of room to run. And as long as everybody is corralled properly, or as close as we can get to that, putting people in the right corral based on their ability and previous times, the more fun everybody's going to have. So, bear with the corral process. It honestly, particularly for Run Disney, is getting better.
Oh, I agree. And so when do you recommend that people get to their corrals? An hour before start time?
That's what happens when I go overtime.
Should they be there an hour before the start time, Rudy?
Usually the DJ, that who will be CVD for this, will start kind of calling everybody over to the corrals.
Right.
And they kind of, I believe at this race, they stagger it. They say, A, B, and C, you need to go and get to your corral now, however they do. So just listen for that cue. If you are someone who likes to be there early, by all means, go ahead and be there early, because if you stand up the front, you're going to get the best picture of the announcers. So.
All right. So,
good at giving you those calls. And, as long as you are, the more important thing is getting to the bus on time, right, to get right. You there. Once you're there, we're going to make sure. And then another point about the corral is, and I know we say this, and hopefully everybody listening probably knows this, but if they're a new listener, if you have a friend that's in corral B and you're in corral G and you guys want to run together, the faster person, the lower corral, can always go back to the later corral.
Right.
They just keep forward.
And be respectful of the volunteers. They should be checking your letter, and don't give them a hard time because they are volunteers.
They're just doing what they're told.
Right, exactly. I wanted to mention that there are going to be seven beverage stops for this race, but also I know that when I did this 2 years ago, it honestly was one of the hardest races that I've done, and that even... it was even harder than the marathon or many half marathons that I'd done, because the weather was so humid, hot and humid. And so I know that the race director and the whole race team does a great job with letting people know, the weather conditions. Mm-hmm. There's a flag system in place. But I'm sure that you would agree, Carissa, that people should be drinking for this race.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big problems in humidity is that you're sweating, but you're not evaporating it because of the sweat. So your body's cooling system is not working as efficiently as you would like. And also because it's at night, you might not be as used to running at night. Jeff Galloway will always say, do a training run at night. But a lot of people, probably myself included, if I was doing a night race, I wouldn't do it. So make sure every water station, you know, you're drinking like 2 to 3 gulps of water to just be very safe, and kind of alternate that with a sports drink if you have trained with a sports drink. You know, I'd never like to say and do nothing new on race day. So,
and of course, it's important to, you know, start that hydration process a day or two before the race so that your cells are
and you're really running hydrated. Starting now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important, Mike. That's a good point, because once you're dehydrated, you're already dehydrated, and even a 2% dehydration is going to negatively affect your performance. And even if you're running for fun, you want to feel good when you're running and be able to enjoy all those picture stuff and not, you know, just tolerate the last couple miles, because you'll miss all the awesome things that are out there to see, because there's some really cool photo stops at this race.
I'll tell you, it's really, really fun to see everything going on. And again, you don't even feel like you're running. You're almost running through a different theme park.
It's like running through a show.
Yeah, it's like running through a show.
I want to add, our entertainment team at Disney World and John Phelan, our show director, we get excited about this race because we get to use, you know, characters and costumes and stuff that we can't use all the time. You know, Halloween's 1 month, so we have all these great, you know, entertainment, and it's so much fun to be able to bring it out. And, you know, I know that the performers, we have some actors out there, they're excited. Everybody's excited about being a part of this race, and our entertainment staff really uses it to its max.
And the other thing is that it's a nice bridge for someone who's going from a 10K to a half marathon, and they need some kind of a bridge in between to see how their training is going along. And I think this 10-miler is positioned exactly where I would want it to be positioned if I was to make that leap from a 10K to a half marathon distance.
Yeah, so, I think that's a good point, Mike. 10 miles is really an undervalued distance and is a great entree into half marathons, because if you've run enough half marathons, you know that 10 miles is very often the point where you wish the race ended.
That's true. Now, and if the great entertainment on the 10 miler wasn't enough, there is a great post-race party that takes place at the Disney Hollywood Studios. It's called the Disney Villains Hollywood Bash, and a lot of the runners are so hyped up after the race, and they're all excited. They have their finishers medal that they're ready to party, and a lot of people stick around till 3:30 in the morning to play at the Disney Villains Hollywood
Bash. Sounds like you guys won't be at that, though. You'll be resting.
I think I'm going to miss that one.
I wanted to mention, too, that the bag, I was a little worried about the bag pickup last year It's at Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, at least where that is right now. But they actually made a kind of a shortcut. You could kind of cut through. They let runners go kind of backstage to get their bag. So you didn't have to go up and down the stairs, which, you know, after you run 10 miles, sometimes that's a little tricky.
Yeah, no fun. And another cool thing about the finish line party, I don't get to party, but I walk from the finish to the award ceremony. And there's a part in the race where you kind of go by the hat. And then as runners start to finish, they kind of line up and cheer on those runners that are still going. And that's
always nice.
You know, kind of like at Epcot, when you come through the end at Epcot and there's all those runners there cheering. So it's always, when people are cheering for you, you can endure much more than when you're alone.
Yes. So where is the award ceremony?
It is, if you are standing and looking at the sorcerer's hat, it is to the left. Where those busts are. Are those still there where American Idol is?
Okay. Yeah.
Like sort of like there's some busts of famous and important Disney people that are there. And so I will be there. I don't even know exactly what time, but I'll tweet what time I'll be there if anybody wants to come watch us award our top 3 overall finishers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you're Carissa V Alert on Twitter?
I'm Carissa Ann and the letter B. So there's 2 A's next to each other, because my first name and my middle name are Carissa Ann B. So I'm
all
there.
All right. Well, to finish this up, Carissa, you actually suggested this. Let's talk about some other things that are going on that weekend that people might want to do. I know I'm doing both of these things.
Yes. So this is a perfect weekend to be at Disney, because there's 2 special events that are going on. You know, we have a race in November, the Wine and Dine Half Marathon, but if you want to preview the Wine and Dine, you know, Epcot's Food and Wine Festival, if you will, that's already open, and they have great bands, all the great food, all the great libations that you can have on Sunday after the race. And then there's also my favorite Disney event of the entire year is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. It's a separate ticketed event, but there is a Halloween parade that you can only see there, special Halloween fireworks, and you can trick-or-treat, and you will leave with about 71 pounds of candy.
But it's okay on that one day, right?
Again, Sunday. Or you can, you can have a little bit of candy on Friday, but my mom and I are actually going to that the following week, and I kid you not, it is by far my favorite Disney event.
It is so fun, and today I was running, and I had music from that party on my my playlist. I was running around singing "Boo to You." And
it's not so very scary. I'll never do that again, I promise.
Yeah, and the cast member. I know the cast members love it. They fight to get time to work the Magic Kingdom on those nights where the party is, because everyone's having fun. And I one of the things that I love about that party, Carissa, is that sometimes the guests have better costumes than the actual cast members.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. And I'm wondering this year, Michelle. Every year I try to figure out which costumes I will see the most, and
oh,
I'm guessing
it's going to be Frozen.
I'm guessing it's going to be Anna and Elsa and maybe Olaf. So,
well, it's really nice because maybe Rudy can take his costume collection now that he's developing and go over there.
I'll take suggestions. My mom and I are going. If anybody has suggestions for our costumes, maybe we could be the ugly stepsisters.
I think that would be really hard for you to be the ugly stepsister. And I've seen a picture of your mom on Facebook. She's you look just like her. So
I'll be superhero. Six. Well, guys, we want to thank you for coming, taking time out of your very, very busy schedule to give us a chance to talk with you about this great Run Disney event. It's probably my favorite one, and it's one that I try to make every year, and so far so good. We want to thank you, Carissa Bealert from Orlando. Carissa, thank you very much.
Thank you. And I do want to say that I'm wearing my Mickey Mouse sweaty band right now also.
Right.
You can see it, but it's there.
And from the far corners of California, Carlsbad, California, the very debonair. Remember, D is for debonair, Rudy.
Oh, that's right.
Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's marathon. And guys, again, I speak for all the runners saying thank you very much for you both have great personalities, and you really make the races really fun.
And I also want to thank both of you for all your support for Mickey Milers. Whenever you see a Mickey Miler going by, you're always so great and acknowledge them. And we really, really appreciate your support of the podcast and of our runner friends.
And you'll see a lot. There's over 325 of us. So.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Not all running this race. But.
Not all running this race.
You won't miss one of them at the finish line.
Wink, wink. All right.
So for Carissa Bealert, Rudy Novotny, Michelle Scruton-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you at the Tower of Terror 10 mile out.
The Mickey Mouse Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing you premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. This special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you would get a fifth night free when you stay for four nights. That's right. Stay four nights, receive the fifth night free in an all-star Disney area vacation home or condo. And this is just for a limited time. You can choose from a 2 to a 14-bedroom vacation home, townhome, or condo that has amenities like private pools, spas, multiple master bedrooms, game rooms, home theaters, and even themed kids' bedrooms. Take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. And and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road. Thank you.